Final arguments are being heard in the preliminary injunction hearing against North Carolina's voting law. It's been heard all week in federal court in Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem Journal legal affairs reporter Michael Hewlett has been in the courtroom all week and has been giving us daily updates. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Catherine.
Well, the judge asked the plaintiffs a number of questions. What were his concerns?
One of his concerns was about precedent. He was worried about, if I pass the preliminary injunction in this case for a law that took away certain provisions, like early voting, does that mean that there might be a similar claim against another state that either never had such provisions or also took away those provisions? So he was wondering whether or not that might constitute a violation of the Voting Rights Act under Section 2.
Anything else?
His issue was, I have to decide whether or not there's irreparable harm that's going to be done to primarily black voters if this law is allowed to go into effect in November. And so he asked the plaintiffs a lot of questions about what evidence do you have that shows this irreparable harm.
And what was their response?
Their response is that it's a combination of things. First, the long history of voting discrimination against blacks in North Carolina, combined with the fact that these provisions, like early voting, like same-day voter registration, were put in place as a response to that discrimination, and that the legislators in passing this law knew how it would disproportionately affect African Americans and passed it anyway, which shows a discriminatory intent.
And what about the state's attorneys? When they were making their closing argument, did the judge have any questions for them?
Yes. He had questions about how this might affect election officials, about how they believe this doesn't violate the Voting Rights Act. And the state's attorney said that this would be a problem in trying to switch things in the middle of the game. And also they don't believe that the law has any discriminatory intent at all, either through the legislative process or how it affects African Americans. They don't dispute the history of discrimination in North Carolina against African Americans, but they say that this law gives everyone the equal opportunity to vote and register to vote, and they believe that African American voters are sophisticated enough to adjust to the new laws.
Well, Michael, once Judge Schroeder has all of the testimonies and the evidence in front of him, how long before he makes a final ruling?
It seems clear that he's not going to issue a ruling immediately after the hearing ends. And he's already asked for certain depositions to be filed, and there are some exhibits that have to be filed. And he has to review all of those, which everything that's been filed, it adds up to about 6,000 or so pages. So I am guessing at the very least a week before we hear something, and maybe even longer.
Okay. Michael Hewlett, legal affairs reporter for the Winston-Salem Journal. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Catherine.